the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Somebody just emailed me and said, dude, not familiar with Tawny Catane. Looked her up. No. And I'm like, I got. Google search vintage. Tawny Catane. Don't go into the... It's correct for him to...
I'm holding up.
Yes. Do the vintage bachelor party Tawny Catane. Here I go again, Tawny Catane. Nude. Search nude Tawny Catane. You'll get all the good stuff because they didn't let her get naked for public display after the surgery. But it was a spectacular sight. And that Here I Go Again video, legendary. Her crawling around in that car and then getting on top of David Coverdale, who's just a creepy-looking dude in the first place, but she liked it. The story she told was she was backstage at a show once and said, this is how the world needs to be, which in her own way was saying, if I blow enough of these guys, I'm going to live their lifestyle. Like that, and she did. I think she did exactly that. She dated a dude from Rat, for God's sakes, before they were famous.
She was in a... multiple White Snake videos.
Oh, yeah.
Still the Night, Is This Love?
Yeah, she married Coverdale.
Coverdale.
And that became their thing.
2 years.
Two glorious years. That was in his height, too. I mean, they were...
Right.
That was when White Snake was gangbusters.
They both had too much surgery.
She was on the Rat, Out of the Cellar.
Both of them.
First two. That was her legs. That was her legs on the first one.
Eaten by rats, yep, and then her face
crawling,
on the
Her crawling on the second one.
Yeah, she was dating that guy. She was just in it for the album covers of the videos.
I thought Robin Crosby was the one that died of AIDS, wasn't he? Or is that was Bobby Blotzer?
Jeez, I don't know. You know more about Rat than me than I'll ever know. I just know that local phenom, Jordan, damn it, I forgot his last name. He's that guitar player. I've played with him before. He's great. He's in Rat now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's a new Rat?
They tour around and do Geico commercials and stuff.
Watched a documentary Dave Grohl did on Sound City, mm-hmm. this recording studio in LA that does all of – like it's a crap hole.
Yeah.
But every album, every big album you have in your collection was done
Sound
there.
City. Sound City.
It was really cool.
That documentary is amazing.
Yeah. And the guys from Rat were in that.
Of course they were. Funny. The remaining guys.
Right.
What the heck's Jordan's last name?
Ziff.
Is that right? Zip or Ziff?
I don't know.
How do I not remember Jordan's
That's
last
the one
name?
Jordan I think I seem to remember
by
for
the
some
way,
reason.
I don't think that's right for some reason. Yeah. We're both thinking the same thing. Big concert announcement that I'm getting handed.
Yeah, huge.
Me. It's a big deal.
There's still tickets left.
For a week or so before Thanksgiving at the Arizona Federal Theater, barring massive pandemic shutdowns, unforeseen circumstances.
Are you hoping for this?
Well, I'm just putting it out there. You said it would happen. Nope. Tickets going on sale this Friday, May 14th, for their November 15th show of Hailstorm and Evanescence.
There you go.
Now, if you ask me, that's a lot of girls singing. People like that.
It's not all girls singing in Evanescence.
A lot of girls singing, I'm saying. All I'm saying is there's a lot of girls singing that night. Here's the other thing. I think they're overshooting their time here. We could get these tickets out in like August. May to November. I mean, this is literally a May to November ticket sale, and it seems a little long.
People are so ready to buy tickets.
Are they?
Yeah. You want to get in early.
Really gonna...
No matter what the event, because if you don't get your event out.
Both bands are very good. I'm not blaming the bands, but I'm thinking May tickets. Like, people are going to sit back and go, I'll see if I still want to go in August. Like, this isn't one you clamor around in Memorial Day for your big Thanksgiving plans. It seems like sort of out of mind at this point to start thinking about your Evanescence. It feels like it's going to be there for you no matter what.
You don't know.
You think it'll sell out?
It's a big show, man. People ready to get back to concerts like Brady said.
Sure, but like
now. More stimulus coming out.
But is that getting
time?
But that's
not. Is there more stimulus coming?
Yeah.
Oh, baby, that's a done deal.
But are people getting, like, they're getting ready to go to concerts, not like think about them 6 months down the line?
That's probably true.
Like, I'd rather go to a bar, it's like I just need to be out, than I would buy tickets for something and get excited about November. You got to get through a whole summer and most of fall before this thing's here.
Texters are saying it is Jordan Ziff.
Yeah, it is Jordan Ziff. Is that right? He's great. He's a great, great guitar player. He's got a great story about a misunderstanding in a hotel room as well. An absolutely great story. There were penises where penises shouldn't be. Let's just say that. I'll leave it to Jordan to tell that story if you ever run into
it. Best lead in ever.
Yeah, it's a great tease. That, now, see, that's what now you'd wait till November to hear the end
right,
of that.
Right, right.
Evanescence and Hailstorm? Yeah, okay. Like, if you told me about that, they're here in a couple weeks, I'd be like, you know what? Maybe I don't feel like I need to buy tickets for that half a year in advance. But, hey, look, they're still going on sale. Just seems like a little, like they're overshooting their importance a little. You know? It's only, what, 5,000 seats in that whole thing?
I think 6,800.
Really?
When they pull the walls back.
I don't know. Either way.
They take them down?
Yeah.
What walls?
The walls move in to make it smaller. We did that at a couple of our shows, yeah.
At the Dodge?
Yeah.
The Arizona Federal?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Maybe it was part of the rebuild.
I don't remember any of the walls. But any okay.
Yeah, they do. They move in like two or three sections.
It's a bigger venue than I thought.
Same. Either way. Well, now it's even sillier. Could have done this November 1st.
Because the walls would be moved in.
I think if you want to create excitement, you sell the tickets like 10 days before the show. No?
That's a oof.
You get the good seats out of the way, I
People
guess.
Need to plan, early. John. People need to plan.
That's a lot. You're very well-planned, organized people. I am not that organized.
Hey, Rage Against the Machine sold their tickets a year before the show.
I got tickets sent to me on Friday for a Suns game Friday night. I lost them.
What do you mean you lost
them? I couldn't have tickets from May to November. Well, I had to get them back on the computer. Gotcha. I had to dig around and find, and then I had Dean email me a link. He's like, here, these go into your wallet on your phone. Put them in there. I'm like, good.
Your Ticketmaster account?
I had tickets
You can't have paper tickets anymore.
Hour and a half. And I'm like, I don't know where they are. I don't know what file. I don't know where they are. And I'm searching the phone.
They're there somewhere.
Like, couldn't find them. So I had them resend. I couldn't hold tickets for that long. I'd be lost for sure. I have to put them in some sort of a safe. They'd be gone. So
still have my Ramstein tickets.
Right. Well, that's
supposed to be September.
That you didn't intend to plan for a year and a half. And they're a big enough band that you're like, we need to get these tickets sold. We can do it. And they did in like 18 seconds. And I believe they went on sale like last March, February, for a September show. And that's because people will travel from all over the place to see that one Los Angeles show. They're not coming to your town. Evanescence and Hailstorm. Not to take away from them, but that's a pretty big gap. But anyway, you can get your tickets Friday and then sit on those as you rebuild your account to have
plan around it.
Drink money by November. Yeah, make your plan. Oh, sorry, November 15th booked up for me, man. Been planning that since just before Memorial Day.
Not going to do it, dude.
A couple hours with Evanescence, forget about it. I got to be in it.
Now you have an excuse to get out of that wedding. Already got something on the 15th.
That is a great, you know what? Maybe that's what they're doing. They realize that there's a lot of wedding redos, and if you get the ticket, oh, I got my tickets for that night. Sorry, I can't do it. I already got my tickets. And it's a one night only. It's a long time. By the way, it's 7:57. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters and Bud Light. And if you want to go to Hooters and Bud Light, I'm sure they've got things for you there. Let's find out. I've got the wrong page.
Uh-oh.
Why they don't take that part out?
They're coming off the big weekend, the fight weekend.
Ease into the work week with Hooters beers of the month. Grab a Bud Light draft or a mango cart draft. Hooters and Bud Light.
For birthing people's
day. Ease into the week. I said, get drunk with us on a Monday. That's what that means. Ease into the week. Brady, it's time for you to give us the news. Please report it.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Clean Your Room Day.
I need to do that.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I've made a mess. My bathroom is disgusting.
It's always funny to me when adults admit that.
I got to clean my room. I do. It's my bathroom is repulsive at this point.
A couple of baseless
I put a candle in it.
To
and there's no
guard
pooping.
The smell?
No, there's no pooping just to have it in there. Just, I'm like, I'm starting to smell me. I let it go. And I know what people are saying. How come Megan doesn't clean it? It's a bathroom thing. Bathrooms are separate.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
The cartoon guy on the can of Pringles has a name.
Mr. Pringle.
Has first name.
Todd.
Max.
Julius Pringle.
Oh, I knew this. I've heard this. Yeah. I don't know how many times and it won't register.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight was almost cut from The Lion King. But Elton John, Sir Elton John, argued with producers, got them to leave it in, end up winning an Oscar.
Yeah.
John, I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
You tease the penis man and you don't follow through.
What?
That's rough.
What'd I do?
Your penis story?
Oh, that. I thought you were talking about Evanescence and Hailstorm. Like, yeah, I can't tell Jordan's story as well as he can. I'm just telling you, he was in a hotel. Penises were where they weren't supposed to be. There was a little bit of a mix-up. And Jordan.
Mixed Up Penis.
Jordan has a great story about it.
That's a good band name, Mixed Up Penis.
No, it isn't.
A famous Canadian hunter named Francis Wharton shot a deer in the late 1960s, but he didn't have any teeth, so he made dentures out of the deer's own teeth. Used that to eat.
Okay, had some chompers on him there. Don't deer have pretty big teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got some big squared off.
Heavy molars, but there would be a couple of front that you could use as the incisors. And
there's some grass-eating chomping going on with deer, though. They don't really have the sharp pointies.
They have to clear some stuff off some branches. So I think
they have nibblers.
Yeah.
I don't think they're pointy like ours. They don't have canines.
No.
No. They're pretty flat and way too big for a human mouth. And how do you get them to stick?
The Canadian way.
Glue? Ah. All right.
The average American makes 12 impulse buys a month and spends $276.
That's pretty good.
Food and groceries, things around the house, clothes, coffee, toys for our kids.
Oh, food and groceries count.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the average. I like how they put vehicles as a $276 a month.
Yeah. It's the average. That's bringing it up. We're bringing it down.
This survey asked, is it rude to ask someone if they've gotten the COVID vaccine?
No.
It's going to be.
24% of people
depends
say
on what
it's
your follow-up
rude.
Is.
Ask my mom, guys. It's rude. Ask my mom. She'll shame you, and she's going to feel like you're shaming her for not getting it.
Listen, I think it's funny that people are faking vaccine cards just so they can get on an airplane.
Well, they're not hard to fake.
No, take a copy of one. Like I'll let you copy mine.
Yeah, I'll let you copy mine. I'm looking. I didn't, and I lost that. Larry had to keep it for me, and I don't know where it is now.
Uh-oh.
Do I still have it? Here it is. It was in pristine shape when Larry had it. It's been with me it looks like it's 40 years old. But yeah, we could just wipe this out and dummy your name on it.
Absolutely. There's no official sign on it. I can sign it. Anybody can sign it.
Yeah, nobody signed it. I didn't sign it.
And you know what they say? They laminate it.
They said don't laminate it.
Yeah, they
said right here on it. Do not laminate it.
Do not laminate
it. Same with
Social Security card. My mom went against that advice.
And laminated them?
Yep.
It said that they should do not laminate these.
Which I don't know why.
Yeah, why not? I understand after the first one because you got to get the second one on there.
Right when you're done, but no, don't laminate it. There's nothing of information on here at all.
That's stupid. They need to be laminated, else they'll disintegrate. Like if you keep it in your wallet or.
I don't know why. If we have to keep it in our wallet because we've got to show it off, it's getting into Nazi territory.
And the card is just for overseas travel, isn't it, for the most part?
Primarily, yeah.
And take it to the airport just in case.
Yep.
There's a 37-year-old woman named Amanda Fletcher, who's a Spanish teacher at a prep school in New York City. She's under investigation right now because a few months back, while she was teaching a remote class, students saw her on camera suckling on a man nipple.
Wait a minute, what? She got banned from something?
Well, she was getting ready to do her Zoom class.
Oh.
And just before it switched on early, the kids saw her going to town on her boyfriend.
Nibbling on a boy's nipple.
Yeah. Here's the weird part is just before that, well, by the way, the Special Commissioner of Investigation in New York Schools is looking into what happened. But
oh, good.
The weird part is there was just moments before the man nipple suckling, she was eating spaghetti.
Off of the nipples?
No, just went from spaghetti right to the man nipple.
Oh, so what? That's a dream girl in your world.
Yeah.
She's got a mouthful of Italian, and then she's got a mouthful of nipple.
She's still, they said they will take some disciplinary action. She's still on the payroll. She makes $105,000 a year. That's in New York, though.
nipple taking it down. I don't get that. I guess it's the excitement of getting caught. It's the come on, stop. The Zoom, the kids are going to be on any second. Like, okay, you've got to go. Okay, I got to go to work. Mrs. Anderson, see, you're going to dummy.
It's Spanish class.
Yeah.
Ay, Dios mío. Hola.
Como se dice nipple whore? Did you guys see that? See.
I.
You hear the whole class is like, mira, mira, mira.
A new study found it cost about $111 per month to own a dog or a cat. Food, toys, vet bills, medicine.
I wish.
That totals about $13,000 a year, a little over 13.
That makes sense because I got five dogs. Yeah. I think I'm deep about 70 or 80 grand a year in that. People are like, you don't have kids. You're lucky. You don't have to worry about college education. I'm like, I think I pay a college tuition a year and just vet and food.
Got some
dog stuff's
dog
gotten
news.
Crazy expensive. Like vet bills are human prices now. Got to get that insurance. By the way, Flip Orley, comedian and hypnotist, says, can I copy your vaccine card? I'm not kidding. Like, absolutely. By the way, nipple whore in Spanish is puta pezón.
Hey. El instruccion es el puta pensón.
That isn't Spanish, John. That's not even trying. I said is a in the middle of it. Just did it. I don't know what
that is. It's a hybrid.
And I don't know if instruccion, like el instruccion is teacher. That sounded good, though. It sounded about right.
El instruccion
es a es puta pensón. Nipple whore. Which one is, I'm assuming puta is whore.
Yeah.
Penzone is nipple?
Payzone.
Payzone. I was going to say sheriff nipple.
So there you go.
Here are the instructions for the nipple whore. No, I don't want that. I want it to be the teacher is a nipple whore. The teacher is a nipple whore. You're not going to learn this in class. La profesor, okay, it's changed up. La maestra es una puta de penzones. It is penzones. Pezones. Never mind. Damn it. La maestra es una puta de pezones. The teacher is a nipple whore.
Repeat after me.
Repetan, por favor. Is that what it was? Repetan?
I don't know. It was in French. It was.
Yeah, that was French.
Thanks, Rosetta Stone.
You do it, Juan Carlos. Otherwise known as Scott in regular life.
Remember,
Brady, say that.
Bo, what's
say
it?
Say, the teacher is a nipple whore in Spanish. Repetito, por favor.
La maestra.
Do it with your Spanish accent. Don't do it like that. Say it like you're supposed to. Try to get an A.
La maestra. Una puta de
pezones.
D minus.
You're doing your potato.
And I also like he also does it like he's a like an in-house soccer stadium announcer.
La maestra es una.
Like you're Lou Gehrig now all of a sudden.
I consider myself to be la maestra es una puto de pezones.
Zonas.
In the weirdest speech of all time, Lou Gehrig told the crowd at Yankee Stadium he's a nipple whore. Or his teacher was.
Odd admission.
I'm surprised I never knew that because I went to high school with Lori Penzones.
It's Pezones. Pezones.
They're oh, there's no
yeah.
end.
Yeah, you're excited
okay,
about
good.
It.
Good. Oh.
But you can call her a nipple whore all you want.
Yeah.
I will.
Lori,
next time I
the
see
nipple
her.
Whore. Le maestra. I got to get that down. I said, do you know any Spanish? Pequeño. Like next time you're in that situation, it's like, Español. Pequeño. And then he goes, habita, 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 habita. And I say, le maestra es puto de pezones. What?
¿Qué? Your teacher,
you heard me.
Your teacher is a what?
Nipple whore. You asked if I know Spanish. That's what I know.
Sad doggy news.
That's
remember
Bo?
The first two dogs adopted by the Obamas back in 2009, he passed away.
Oh, Obama.
Someone else had their pug pass away. Dexter, 7-year-old pug. Oh, boy. He's from Allentown.
Pennsylvania? Don't.
Not going to do it.
Don't. He's like Pavlov.
You said, oh boy, you it's, were Alex.
I'm not
to,
I held off.
Don't do it. He's going to do it.
He's going to do it.
Nobody's going to get it.
Anyway, anymore. This is the most elaborate doggy funeral I've seen, and it's gone viral. Look at this layout for Dexter.
Whoa.
They've got the people attending, guest book, party favors.
Wow.
This is kind of a very laid out, very tasteful.
There's the dead dog.
Yeah.
Ugh. In the casket.
Yeah, it was an open casket.
No longer living.
Yeah. Open casket, and then he went right to cremation.
It's hard to keep a good dog down, Brady.
Sure is. Well, all the factories.
I know. That's not it, but.
Why? Because they're closing them all down?
You guys don't know the song. Never mind. I was actually quoting songs using dog. You're just being idiots. I was waiting for Brady to do the noises that he always does.
I don't know what you're talking about, John.
Don't do it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just go ahead.
This is
no
pretty
one
cool
believes you.
This is pretty awesome if you're in Alabama. Talladega Speedway is going to open up for COVID-19 vaccine. So you can go there, get your shot, and get to take a lap on the track.
Oh, all right.
That is a great way to get the hill jacks that don't believe in this thing to get vaccinated. I got a free ride in a NASCAR on the track at Talladega.
Drivers and their passengers will be able to take two laps behind a pace car.
How many shots can I get
at highway speed?
Just show up sick as a dog. Hi, my name's Travis Jenkins III. You were just here, Travis. No, that was the second. We look quite a bit alike. We're twins, in fact, and same name. Like a lap around the track, please. That is your eighth. I don't know what's happening. They got so many nanobots in me, and more nanobot than man. It's got to be beyond nano at this point.
Why is my phone signal so good right now?
I am 5G, Travis Jenkins III. Like, take a lap around in that Dick Trickle mobile, please.
You heard me.
I got 10 of them now, and I can see out my ears.
There's a 53-year-old guy named David Stavely from Andover, Massachusetts. And last year, he took $440,000 in PPP loans to pay employees at his three restaurants. One problem, he only owned two restaurants, and they weren't open before the pandemic. So he didn't have any employees, definitely didn't need the $440,000. He was the first person in the country who was charged with fraud over the PPP loans last year. So he came up with another genius plan, tried to fake his own death.
Very smart.
Last May, his car turned up on a beach in Massachusetts with his wallet and a suicide note. But when the U.S. Marshals investigated, they couldn't find any evidence he'd actually killed himself. They tracked him down a few months later using a fake identity in Georgia.
Jesus.
Took a deal last week, pled guilty to conspiracy and failure to appear in court, and have bank fraud and identity theft charges dropped. Going to be sentenced in June.
By the way, the reason you
that's
can't...
That's the first one in?
That's pretty good. There'll be a few. You can't laminate your vaccine card in case you get boosters. There's extra lines in there for booster. Not supposed to laminate.
Oh, that's the bonus round?
In case you need a booster and you can't get your booster without your card. So I'll share mine with Flip, and then he'll get boosters for something he never got in the first place, which isn't a booster at all, is it?
Right.
Yeah, because there's two more lines on mine for the card.
Yep.
For somebody to write on. It says other. Vaccine other.
Samantha Ramsdale went viral.
Dimsdale.
Because she has the largest mouth anyone in the U.S.
Pictures
you
or
can
it
take a
exist.
Large carton or of McDonald's fries because they're in that.
Yeah, that big box.
Can put that in her mouth. And she's done a couple of videos. That one has been seen 5 million times. And then she does a bunch of other stuff. But there's a one picture of her gob right there.
Jesus Christ. It's like she dislodged her jaw. Look at that.
Whoa.
That is huge. I have a pit bull with this.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. That mouth
whoa.
Is. This is a video of her. It's a disease, right?
Unbelievable. But, like, you're. videos and like, you know, when I make like funny faces.
Okay, there's something wrong with her mouth. Like, oh, I don't like looking at
like a filter.
Is up with your mouth. So I started
making, sorry.
That's your proclascomus, Brady.
Well, I was going to say, I started making funny responses to them. So people would be like, at the zoo. You know.
We've got, oh, holy cow, look at that.
Oh, my God, that it's a disease, though, right? Like, she's got something wrong with her.
That can't be normal.
Because her mouth, well, no, because her mouth in the, when she's talking.
We've got a selection, which we've got your mouth exactly recreated in front of us. So we can see that, you know, look, an apple, a piece of.
Oh, Toledo, that's a dream come true. You need an apple hole.
Sideways, Davina.
No, she's missing out.
Oh, that way.
Look.
Oh, what?
There you go. I mean,
okay, these idiots just putting donuts in the picture.
Wow.
What a gob!
Oh, she just ate an entire apple. Oh, my God. Wow. Toledo porn just happened. Did you see her deep throat that apple and then spit it back out?
No problems.
Oh, man. Oh.
Let's see that again.
Yeah.
Got anything there?
Look at the girth.
All right, I got to get that sound bite.
Yes, you do.
Dracula's
castle.
And
when her mouth's closed, she looks like a fat Dakota Johnson. When it's open, she looks like she ate a fat Dakota Johnson. Oh, my God. That is weird. What's
it's
the
like
rest
those,
of her holes like?
Vampires. Oh. Some of the most recent vampire movies where the mouth gets...
I haven't seen those.
Huge.
I don't really heard of
it. Unhinged?
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like looking at her. Sorry, lady. This date's over. I don't like looking at you.
And I'm not holding the door for you either.
And she'd be a tough one, too, because like if she did that thing that that kid did about my mole on my face, what's that your face? I'd be like, no, hold on a second. I've been really nice about the mouth so far. If we're going to start pointing out each other's flaws, this is going to get ugly quick.
I look forward to her OnlyFans account on black.com.
Oh, my God. Yeah, black.com no just kidding. Like totally started writing checks. If she can take Julio Gomez and another one at the same time, that's like eating two forearms. I think she can. Yikes.
I forgot to talk about the other vaccination site. If you're in Transylvania, Dracula's Castle is now in place. Yeah. You can actually go there. You know, they turn it into a hotel.
I saw people posting about that. Not falling for this one,
yeah.
Dragul.
Yeah, Dragul's like, come, I get you the vaccination.
What?
What is wrong with you? You get one vaccination, then later you get a two, the second two vaccinations. He's the Count? Well, sure, I'm the Count. Of course I was the Count. It was a Dracula, Count Dracula. It's in the words.
We got a couple of radio videos.
Brady, I want to make sure you don't get COVID because when I'm eating your blood, I don't want to get sick.
Puto pezones.
Also, hopefully you are AIDS-free.
First one is Totes Adorbs. It's a kitten.
Oh, you want that one?
Yeah, and a sugar glider.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll check this out.
Sugar gliders are still a thing?
Whoa. Oh,
just attacks the cat's face.
And then he climbs around back and goes for a kitty ride.
Oh, this is adorable. You know when they say stuff can't make you gay? They were wrong. This video can do it.
And here's the
puffball white snowball of a kitten.
Yep.
And a sugar glider.
It just attaches to his face.
Bites its face and then rides it.
Special forces in Russia.
That's
that
cute.
One?
Yeah, let's go to that one. The troops are marching in Russia right now. Highly disciplined. This is what they...
It's the Russian army. It's Russian stripes.
Life is plastic. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair. I dress me everywhere. This Russian nation. Life is your creation.
Okay, if the Aqua Army comes my direction, I'm running the other way. Either that or I'm joining it.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
I would wonder if they don't get to the come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
Bring the Barbie world. Life is plastic. Yeah. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party. Is it unpatriotic to say that Russian army's cool, man?
Yeah.
Is it?
No.
We've never had real beef with their army.
No. It's just the people in charge
politics,
of it.
Politics, right?
Yeah.
We got a quick girls getting hurt.
Fantastic.
Mama up on a crossbeam. Oh, no, not that one.
Not that one.
We saw that one from.
We did. This. Okay, mom's on a crossbeam of a like a picnic pergola.
Yeah, it looks like a nice piece of redwood.
Oh, she's struggling to get up there. This is a bad idea.
On top of the bar.
Bad idea.
Some Valentine's celebration. A lot of hearts. She's going over. Oh! Face down into the table.
Headache.
I don't know what she's thinking getting up here in the first place because she's not real steady climbing it.
No.
Like she doesn't have good balance trying to get up. Oh, my God. Oh. And it's square. How do you roll off of that like that? What does she hit? Her face or her arm?
By the way, it lands with the head.
It's a full face.
The husband there?
Yeah.
He didn't like her.
He's throwing her over there. It's only like a 3-foot drop. But. What was her end goal? Here?
Sun helps her out.
Man.
Last one is homemade.
Hey, look, right there, though, that picture of mom doing the splits, one foot on the table, mom. 1 foot up on the 3-foot bar. Yeah. She used to do ballet in her day.
She's limber.
That's pretty
homemade
solid.
Driving range here. This is a quickie.
Okay. Hitting golf balls in your front yard.
Yep.
Oh, it takes off the head.
He hit the curb on the other side?
He warm burned it and just tagged his buddy.
He bounced it across the road and it ricochets back and faces his friend, which, by the way, there are houses across the street, so F you, kids.
Yeah, I know.
You deserve every ounce of this idea hitting you.
Pay attention.
Honestly, though. Who hasn't taken a swing at a golf ball in a neighborhood?
Oh.
We used to do it at the driving parking lot at the Zone at night.
Did you really?
We tried to hit the Cavco Homes building across the street.
when we were launched.
From the roof or from the
from
street?
The parking lot. We couldn't tee it up, and we took an old driver we didn't care if we ruined, and we were going off the deck, the Zone parking lot into Cavco Homes. And, I mean, that has to cross from where we were standing. It has to cross Roosevelt and Central, yeah. Both streets. Like the intersection. We're on the other end of it. Yeah, it was about 150 yarder. But it was tough because hitting off asphalt with a driver, you can't really get any. We were putting it on the road more often than not, and we did some damage. Like there was a bad idea. But it was fun.
When I was a pledge at the Beta House, right next to it was the College Inn, which is about 11 stories high. Brick. So the pledge is you'd have to shag balls a guy. You take an iron and you bank it off the brick wall, and they have to shag them in the air.
No catching
points.
Them. Oh, that's fantastic. That's a fun
game.
That's
pretty fun.
I'm going to do that now. We have any? Was the LGE building have?
They got flat faces. We got a flat face on that side. We could do it there.
We could do it off Katie.
The new building's not done yet. We can do off there.
I don't care if it's done or not.
That's what I mean. Just
something taller.
Cinder block.
I would love to smash golf balls into buildings. Right here to Papago.
Well, you know people at Video West, maybe ask them.
Oh, yeah. They don't have any windows either.
Right.
They mash it off of theirs and try to catch them.
That'd work.
Sure would. Said the adults in the room. Sure would. Get the club.
Got them.
Do you have them in the car?
Yeah.
Might do some pitch and putt after the show today,
Let's
Brady.
Do this.
Video West, we're going to chunk a few shots off of your building and try to snag them. Bad thing is we got all this desert landscaping. So inevitably, Brady's going face down into a cactus.
Come on.
It's not real level.
We don't have like
ground.
Beyond
that, especially on that side.
Running in that dirt. Yeah.
But get it before it hits the windows here.
Well, yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah.
For sure. You're the last line of defense. That's the idea. And it's on the chipping guy to make sure that he puts a good angle on it so it's not an uncatchable golf ball and it's going to take windows out. This is a fun idea. We need to get on this. And the mask burning.
I love the golf ball idea, but can we bring the big mouth lady over from England? Sign her up with Kirby, see if she can take that big toe.
See if she can inhale Kirby's foot. No problem. What about both feet, you big mouth pig? Or what we can do there with the golf idea is like she's the last hole in putt-putt golf. And get that big mouth
the clown's
lady.
Mouth.
And
oh,
the clown's mouth.
Yep.
And we try to chip it into that.
Samantha's mouth.
We try to chip it into Sam's mouth. Yeah, I would want to see my stuff in there.
Yeah.
Because I think she can get the brigade, all of it is going in.
Yeah.
Let me get the bag in there and rest that here. It's like packing the overhead compartment in your seat in the airport.
Mash it.
Get that in there. I don't think you have to mash anything.
No,
well, at least
there.
I don't.
You're right. No.
I'm assuming you
I
don't.
Wish.
She'll model it.
Oh. She'd probably. And then make her, like, recite a speech. Ugh. She could do it. That is a big-ass mouth. There you go, everybody. That is your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98.